we talked earlier about, you know, some of the furniture and so forth in your house. Used to, what would you have? What all would go when you're going to make up a bed? What all would go on the bed?
Well, as a dental rule, they make up the bed and put the pillows and then the covers and what have you, and then the bed spread over the top of that to make it pretty. And my wife got one that she crocheted, and she'd been offered $500 for the thing.
Good.
Well, gosh, it took this room full of thread to build the thing. Pretty and beautiful.
I bet it is.
I'm telling you, that is the design she used to making that thing.
What are some of the kinds of cover you might put on, you know, to keep warm in the winter? What's some of the kind of things you might put on?
Well, you don't have to have a heck of a lot of anything. You get these blankets, these electric blankets, but we use quilts that she makes. My wife makes quilts. And makes it out of scraps and makes all kind of design, pretty things. She's got some of them, you ought to see them, that she's made that she ain't got quilted yet. And then they call them blankets, things like that.
Does she ever make comforts or comforters, anything?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, are they different from a blanket?
Well, a little bit, not too much.
How would you know about how they'd be different or something?
Well, no, sir, I don't. You'd have to ask. I'm not much of a housekeeper. Oh, I wanted just something to keep me warm whenever.
And when you lay down, you put your head on the horse.
On my pillow. Yeah.
Did you ever see a pillow that go all the way across the bed?
Yes, sir. I saw them. I don't like them.
What, you know what they call those?
No, sir. All I know is just a long pillow.
Did you ever hear anybody call them a bolster or anything?
No, sir. I don't know about that.
Say, if you had a lot of people coming in, a lot of children coming in, and didn't have enough beds to sleep in, might make down one on the floor.
Well, we make pallets on the floor, I went up here and built up. For Ingham Day Lumber Company, 90 miles north of Mobile, on AT&N Railroad, and we went to church. I mean, there wasn't much up there around that mill to do, but just go out there and watch back in the nigger quarters and watch them sing. And boy, they'd really have sings out there. We'd watch, but we'd go to the white churches, and we went all back through the woods in that country, and it's all hilly, you know, and clay hills and everything. And they'd come from everywhere with wagons and buggies and surreys and things like that to bring, and they'd have a house full of young, at one of them. Well, when they get in and go to sleep, they'd come out there and put him on a blanket in the wagon, cover him up, go back. And there's no boy up there, he was just as full of mischief as he wasn't mean. Now, he wasn't, in other words, he wouldn't get out there and steal and destroy your stuff. But we've been in there and listened at them until it was sung, and we just had to get out, and both of us smoked. So we decided we'd slip out and go smoke us a cigarette. I can't think of that man. But anyhow, he said, you want this house to pull? There was wagon after wagon loads of young'uns in there asleep. I said, well, yeah, and I always like to have fun. What do? He said, let's go over there and swap them young'uns over from one wagon to the other. They were asleep, you know. We'd pick him up, came over there, and he'd pick that up, carried over to, and we had young'uns scattered all over 40 miles up there. People hunting the young'uns the next morning. I helped him do that, but I wouldn't do it again. No, sir.
If somebody had a whole lot of kids like that, would you have any kind of expression for talking about him having a whole lot of kids? Would you say how?
Well, that's just what I said a while ago. He said you'd have a whole house full of young. I don't know what else you'd say.
You ever heard anybody say whole passel?
Yeah, I've heard a whole passel of young. Yeah.